My name is Holly Fry. I'm the Assistant Vice President for Student Affairs, and I'm the Director of Community and Congressional Relations.
I'm Rachel Marino. I'm the Community Service and Service Learning Coordinator.
What is Shepherd doing with Freedoms Run?
In terms of volunteers, and I'll let Holly go over more logistics stuff, we will provide probably 70% of their volunteer force that they need. That could be aid stations along the race course. That could be volunteers for the expo happening on Friday afternoon and evening in the Wellness Center. And that could be volunteer power on Saturday for race day at the finish line, at the post-race tent, at the information booth, last-minute registration, bag drop, and parking lots. So our volunteers from campus pretty much cover about 70% of what Freedoms Run needs to cover the two-day event.
And this sounds like a lot of volunteers from Shepherd then.
Oh, yeah. Total, we're talking, not including those that are on the course, we're talking over 300 bodies just to make this two-day event happen.
Would you say the students are excited about this?
Definitely. We have students that are part of organizations and clubs on campus that do it as an annual event. I know Alpha Phi Omega, our co-ed service fraternity, and Rotaract have adopted it as an annual event that they always will participate in as long as it's housed here at Shepherd. So that's great.
And why do you think they enjoy this event?
It gives them an opportunity to share why Shepherd? Why are they here? What are they doing? What do they want to be when they grow up? We have runners that come from international locations all across the world that literally fly in, have a hotel reservation, walk onto campus and say, what should I do tonight? Where should I go see? You know, they're not from the area, so they really rely on our students to give them that insight. And I think a lot of the student volunteers that do participate in this event like interacting with those runners.
And so what are the logistics?
Shepherd has been a part of Freedoms Run since the very beginning, but we're also a big partner with this because the whole Freedoms Run event was created for health and heritage. It's helping the community to create a better health style. And then it's also to really showcase our history. I mean, it goes through several national parks, and it showcases our university in a great way. Shepherd loves it. Our whole stadium turns into the final, you know, line where they run across and everybody celebrates. And it is just one of the best events here on campus. And again, working with the volunteers who help make Freedoms Run happen, you know, that's one big reason why we continue working with them, because the folks are so dedicated to the mission of it, and it's just so much fun to meet these folks, like Rachel said, from all across the world. You know, we have people who come to Shepherdstown and they say, this is my 49th marathon, and they are trying to run a marathon in every state. And we can talk to them about West Virginia, we can talk to them about the Eastern Panhandle. It creates a big economic impact here in the area, and Shepherd is just thrilled to be a part of it. I mean, it's just this fabulous event. One of the most inspiring events, I think, of that day is the kids run. And so you have a 5K, 10K, half, and full marathon. But in the middle of this day, we have these little kids, and there are hundreds of them, and they start on King Street, right in the middle of campus, and they feel like they are $1 million because they have a little bib and they have their number, and then they say go, and these kids just take off running, and people in town just all stop and they cheer for these kids. And these kids feel like $1 million. And what better way to start a healthy lifestyle than understanding how much fun it is to just run and be healthy and, you know, live a healthy lifestyle. Oh, and also learn about all the cool history in the area. So it really is a fabulous event. And Rachel and I love the fact that our students get to be a part of it.